You overhear a man and a woman discussing a news item about the Oxford English Dictionary.
Did you see that article in the paper saying that the Oxford English Dictionary may never again be published as a set of books? They were saying that since 1989, a large team of lexicographers have been working away on the new edition, trying to map what the article called the endlessly flowing river of the English language. Only about a third of the work's been done so far, and it's estimated there's at least 10 years' work still to do. I wonder how the researchers felt when they were told their work might never actually appear in its traditional book form.
I didn't read the article, but I heard someone on the radio saying it's a typical reflection of the decline of culture, an increasing sloppiness with regard to words, all the usual stuff. But then someone else said he thought it's better to see the change as a good thing and to celebrate it. He argued that the Oxford English Dictionary had no choice but to be published as a set of heavy and expensive volumes first, because no better technology was available. But now, at last, we're able to have it in a much more beautiful and accessible form, and don't have to put up with old inconveniences like books anymore. And I'd go along with that. I'm sure there'll be a tendency for lots of other books to go the same way soon.